Barry says one of those gaps is cybersecurity.
The bad guys are always changing their game. We need to change with them. We need to always be at the top of our game in that sense from the federal government's perspective.
Barry testified Wednesday at a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee hearing about the federal workforce. The Government Accountability Office has listed human capital management as a high-risk area for the past 11 years. And Comptroller General Gene Dodaro says that's because it's so important to the fabric of government, to everything agencies do.
We took the extraordinary step back in 2001 to designate strategic human capital management as a high-risk area across the entire federal government. And the reason we did that was because of a lack of leadership and attention to those issues.
Dodaro says putting HR management on the high-risk list is working. The tide is changing.
Congress has passed a number of significant pieces of legislation that have begun to focus on this very important area, establishing chief human capital officers in each federal department and agency, creating a council of them to work with OMB and OPM in order to make sure that these issues get attention, granting greater workforce flexibilities in 2004, and most recently the telework legislation that passed.
But still, agencies are having trouble filling mission-critical skills gaps like cybersecurity. So Barry says the Chief Human Capital Officers Council set up a task force to find solutions.
What they ended up doing was identifying five occupations and three competencies that are strategic in terms of the overall federal government. They impact literally every federal agency. They are IT, or cybersecurity, as Gene mentioned, HR, human resources, acquisition, something every federal agency is involved with, some to a much larger scale than others, program auditors, making sure that we can track and account for these resources for our taxpayers, and economists. All of these areas are areas that we regularly have a hard time recruiting.
The group also identified science, technology, math, and engineering skills as critical to all agencies. And it listed three core competencies to work on: strategic thinking, problem solving, and data analysis. Barry says OPM is trying to fill skills gaps in two ways. One focuses on the whole government.
We can't just expect that these skills are going to come to us. So we are going out and working with the universities and working through the associations at the universities to see if we can work with them to help make sure that the graduates they're putting out have these three key elements to it. I believe, Senator Johnson, with your private sector experience, you would probably agree these are competencies that are critical in the private sector as well. And to the extent that our universities can help by making sure our graduates are rich in these skills, the more effective our future government will be.
A second approach focuses on the agency level. Agencies must identify skills gaps that might be unique to them, on top of those that apply government-wide. Barry says agencies need to come up with plans for filling these gaps through recruitment and retention. Now, GAO has recommended its own ideas over the years. Dodaro says one of them centers on effective planning.
There's a real need to understand the root causes of the skill gaps, why they occurred, the size of the skill gap. Is it pervasive across the government, targeted to individual agencies or a subset of agencies, and to develop common, efficient, effective solutions to addressing the skill gap? Secondly, there needs to be effective strategies for recruitment and retention on key skills in this area, including the assistance that OPM could provide to the agencies on effective use of the hiring flexibilities that are in place, especially special pay rates and other things that are in the law, so they're effectively used and properly used given the legal parameters of those flexibilities that are in the law.
Dodaro also calls for continuous follow-up to make sure agencies are solving the problem. To that end, OPM says it's going to track the efforts and provide regular progress reports. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.